Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom and welcome back to today's Daf, which is Erevin Daf Mem. We have six lines from the top of the Amid. Says the Gemara, who lifta? There was this turnip shipment to Osir L'Mechoyza, which arrived at the town of Mechoyza on Yom Tov itself. Mechoyza was the place where Rava lived. Nafak Rava. So Rava went out to have a look. Chazio Dechmisha, he noticed that it was slightly shriveled. Shara Rava L'Mizbemenei. As a result of that, Rava allowed them to purchase from these turnips. Why? Amar, he said, Havadai Mi'ismael Nekro. This certainly has already been uprooted from yesterday. What's the gain and benefit of that? Explains Tosfos. Because had it been attached still on Yontif, meaning at the onset of Yontif, ben Shmashis, it was still attached to the ground, that would render it muktza for the entire Yontif, because it's inaccessible at the beginning of Yontif. Therefore, Rabbi ascertained that it was already picked from yesterday. By the fact that it was shriveled, that indicated that it wasn't fresh, and therefore he allowed them to pick, to buy from these turnips, because there was no concern of muktza. Continued Rava. Okay, so that concern is out of the way. My amis. So what then are you going to say? There's another concern. Because it was delivered from outside the tchum. And we know that when a malacha is done by a goy for the sake of Yisrael, Yisrael cannot partake, cannot benefit from that anah, from that malacha. So likewise, when something was delivered from outside the tchum, Yisrael cannot enjoy it. Says Rava, but this is different because the issa of tchum is the Rabbanan, and a special leniency applies here. When something was brought from outside its home for the sake of this specific Yisrael, for the sake of Reuven, and Shimon can eat it. So certainly in this case, it's okay. Why? Certainly in this case, it was delivered for the sake of Goyim. Therefore, the Yisraelim certainly can have benefit from this delivery. So that was phase one of the story. What happened next? Kiev and the Chaz, once Rava saw, he noticed, the Kamavshu Maisilu, the Goyim increased and brought more because they had an abundance of customers. So now he saw that they were bringing for the sake of the Israelim. Asalu, he disallowed it. He didn't allow them to purchase any longer because now it's clear and evident that they're bringing it from outside the Tchum for the sake of Yisrael, and therefore they can no longer have enough from it on Yom Tov. Hanu Bnei Ganana, there were these individuals who would craft these canopies for the sake of the chasanim, and one of the elements of this canopy was the hadas. They would include hadasim. So what happened? The gazaluhu also b'yom tov sheni. Goyim cut for them. They picked for them hadasim on the second day of yom tov. Leurta sharalu ravina leruche bela alter. So Ravina allowed them to smell the hadasim immediately after Yom Tov, right at nightfall, without even waiting that additional time which is generally required when a malacha is done for the sake of Yisrael on Shabbos or Yom Tov. We need to wait. Enough time has to pass that allows for this malacha to take place on Yom Tov, Yom Tov. For instance, this case, to allow for the hadasim to have been picked on Matzah Yom Tov, what happens then is that the Yisrael is not really benefiting from the malacha which was on Yom Tov. But rather than requiring them to wait, Ravina allowed them to smell it immediately after Yom Tov, without waiting. Amalei Rava bar tachlif l'Ravina. How can you do that? Leiselu mar. You should not allow them. Because they're not bnei Torah, not learned and knowledgeable fellows, not really committed to Torah. There's a concern that if you apply this leniency, they will take it a step further. They'll be mezalzel, they'll neglect when it comes to your halachas of Yom Tov Sheni. Therefore, you shouldn't do this. You shouldn't show them this kula. You shouldn't apply this leniency. Now, it appears that Ravina's approach was either because it was Yom Tov Sheni, so you could be more lenient, or, as Ritva explains, because this hadas is really meant to be inserted in the canopy. That's its primary method of benefiting from it, primary use. So since they're just merely smelling it outright, which is not its ikur hana, therefore he didn't require them to wait b'chdei sheyasu. So Rava challenged them. Rava Batachliva says, well, they're not Bnei Torah. You're meant to be more strict. Continues the Gemara. Maskeflo Rav Shmaya. So Rav Shmaya took issue with the wording of Rava Batachliva. Time with Bnei Torah. You're only concerned because they're not Bnei Torah. Ha Bnei Torah Shari. But otherwise, if they would be Bnei Torah, you would allow it? You would be okay with it? Meaning that strictly, halachically, it would be mutter? That's not the case. Vabini Mechdeshi Yasu. Even in this case, we require that they wait. Mechdeshi Yasu. Enough time needs to elapse, which would allow for this malacha to take place on Matzah Yomtev. This avoids them having anah from the malacha that was done on Yomtev. So even Bnei Torah have that mandate. Says the Gemara, Azlu Shailu al Rava. Someone to ask a shayla of Rava. What is Allah here? Amar Lucy told him, Be'ina Mechdeshiyasu, indeed, yes. You need to wait, even in this case, the amount of time in Mechdeshiyasu, Matzah Yomtev, in order to have anah from the Hadas. So the Mishnah related to us, the Rav Deis ben Hakanas would say as follows, that the Oivir Lefnei HaTeva, the Chazan, who would stand in front of the Aron Kodesh, on Rosh Hashanah, he would say two things. First of all, HaChetzein Hashem Elokeinu, strengthen us on this day of Rosh Chodesh. So he would mention Rosh Chodesh, although it was Rosh Hashanah. Number two, he would say, Im HaYoyim Im L'machar. Whether Rosh Chodesh, meaning Rosh Hashanah, is really today, so strengthen us today, or perhaps it's tomorrow. So you would daven conditionally. And the next day you would say the same thing, whether it's today, whether yesterday. Because there was a suffix, which day is really the Rosh Chodesh, which day was really Shoshana. And the Gemara and the Mishnah ends with the words of Lo Yehoid Lo Chacham. Chacham did not agree to him. And the question is, what were they opposed to? He included two elements in the statement. Number one, that you mentioned Rosh Chodesh or Rosh Hashanah. Perhaps that they were opposed to. And number two, that you do it conditionally, whether it's today, whether it's tomorrow, perhaps that is what they had a problem with. So which one was it? Let's see the Gemara. Amar Rabba, ki avinan be Rav Huna. When we were at the yeshiva of Rav Huna, iboilan, we had the following shayla. A general question. Ma'u lahaskir, shorish chodesh Rosh Hashanah. Is one meant to make mention of the occasion of Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah? What are the two sides of this equation? Says the Gemara, on the one hand, kiven dechalukin b'masaf, and Amrin, since Rosh Chodesh and Rosh Hashanah have their own independent karbanos musaf, so tefillah we know is meant to be instead of the karbanos, so we're meant to mention Rosh Chodesh and Rosh Hashanah to correspond to their respective karbanos. Oy dilma, or perhaps, no, there's no need to mention Rosh Chodesh, Zikaron Echad Oyla L'kan L'kan. The fact that you're saying Yom HaZikaron is a day of remembrance, that can be applied to Rosh Chodesh as well, which is also considered to be a Yom Zikaron. Let's take a look at Rashi, six lines from the top. Kivan Nechalukim B'Musafin, Shemakrivin Musafin Rosh Chodesh, Musafin Rosh Hashanah. We have two types of Musaf, Rosh Chodesh and Rosh Hashanah. V'Dechsiv V'Ad Oyla Sachodesh. The pasuk is describing the carbon of Rosh Hashanah. This is in addition to the carbon of Rosh Chodesh. So that will lead us to believe that we're meant to make mention of both things. Amrina betfila nami. Esayim Rosh Chodesh azeh, to address Rosh Chodesh. Esayim Zikaron azeh, to address Rosh Hashanah. On the other hand, perhaps Zikaron Echad can be applied to both. Esayim Zikaron azeh, and we mention on Rosh Hashanah, applies to both. The Rachman Akari Zikaron, the Chsiv Zikaron Truah, so it applies to Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Chodesh nami Chsiv. We find elsewhere the Pasuk attributes the concept of Zikaron, remembrance to Rosh Chodesh as well. So perhaps, just mentioning once, as Yom Zikaron can also include Rosh Chodesh, there's no need to mention Rosh Chodesh. Or as the Rambam and Pirush HaMishnah explains, we're not meant to mention Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah. The Pasuk describing Rosh Hashanah says, Tiku b'chodesh shofar b'keseh le'im chageinu. It's a chag that the Yoreach, that the moon is covered up. It's unseen. It's the beginning of the month. It's about Keseh. Therefore, perhaps we're not meant to make mention of Rosh Chodesh at all. So, do we mention or do we not mention? That was the question which was posed to Rav Huna. Amar Lan, so Rav Huna responded, Tani Sua. We learned about this in our Mishnah. It seems like there's a machlekes. And the Chachamim hold we're not meant to mention Rosh Chodesh. The Mishnah said, Rabbi Doisa Oimer, Oyuv Ne'ateva V'chu, my love Lahasker. So we now propose that the Machlaik is now Mishnah, meaning the Chacham did not agree. What were they opposed to? Perhaps they were opposed to the fact that he mentioned Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah. My love Lahasker. So now, should we not assume that the Machlaik is pertaining to the question of mentioning Rosh Chodesh? It's unrelated to that. All agree, what does it mean to make mention of Rosh Chodesh? The Machlaikis is, the disagreement was revolving around the question of the Tznai, which Rabbi Doisa stipulated. He's meant to say, maybe it's today, maybe it's tomorrow. The next day he'll say, maybe it's today, maybe it was yesterday. That is what the Chacham disagreed with. One is not meant to make a condition during his davening, as we'll see soon. Therefore, it's unrelated to mention Rosh Chodesh. All agree, perhaps, that is meant to be mentioned. Hachinam mistaver. It's actually pretty apparent that this is the correct pshat. Because in addition to the machlekes found in the Mishnah, we found the same machlekes in a brais, medikton of a brais. V'chein hoya Rabbi Doisa Oisa, v'rosh chadashim shal kol hashana kula. He applied the same thing to your standard Rosh Chodesh throughout the entire year, and they didn't agree with him. Now let's analyze. It appears that the same discussion they had in our Mishnah pertaining to Rosh Hashanah also applied to the other Rosh Chodeshim throughout the year. And they didn't agree with this. Says the Gemara, so it's all good and well if the Machlek is revolved around it tonight. That's why they didn't agree with him. Not on Rosh Hashanah, nor on the standard Rosh Chodesh. Eli Amos Lahaska, but according to you, you who maintain that the discussion in our Mishnah on Rosh Hashanah revolved around the question of whether one is meant to mention Rosh Chodesh. That was the question. And that leads us to assume that when the Braisa says V'chein Hoy Rab Doisa, he would apply the same thing to Rosh Chodesh. It was also pertaining to the same discussion. So why didn't they agree to Rav Doisa when it comes to Rosh Chodesh? Why shouldn't you mention Rosh Chodesh on your standard Rosh Chodesh, which is not Rosh Hashanah? This proves that the discussion revolved around the Tanai, and indeed, that applies to Rosh Hashanah and to your standard Rosh Chodesh equally. Says the Gemara, Ve'el Amayla Hasnais. Okay, so the Gemara responds. So what are you saying? That the Machlokes revolves solely around the question of Tanai, meaning, according to myself, I agree that there's a machlekes regarding tonight. But there were actually two discussions. One is regarding that stipulation of the condition, which applies to Rosh Hashanah and to your standard Rosh Chodesh. But in addition to that, I maintained that when it came to the discussion now, Mishnah, that also pertained to the question of whether one is meant to mention Rosh Chodesh or not. So according to me, there were two separate discussions here. But according to you, there's only one single solitary issue. That's a tonight issue, which applies to Rosh Hashanah in the Mishnah, which applies to Rosh Chodesh in the Braisa. That's the case. Why that repetition? Why did they need to have two separate machlekes revolving around the same topic? It's superfluous. It's unnecessary. It's Sricha, says the Gemara. Yes, indeed. They're both needed. The Ashmin Rosh Hashanah, because if only the Rosh Hashanah machlekes would be mentioned, the one in our Mishnah, Havamina, perhaps I would say, it's only over here that the Chachamim hold, they hold that one is not meant to make that tonight. Why? Because it can lead to pitfalls. It can lead to a person neglecting and not taking Rosh Hashanah seriously. If you make that tonight and you say, well, maybe it's today, maybe it's tomorrow, the person will say, yeah, it's suffix anyways, let me do malach. So perhaps it's only by Rosh Hashanah. If we would only have the Mishnah, perhaps I would say it's only by Rosh Hashanah with the Chacham are most strict. But it involves your standard Rosh Chodesh throughout the entire year, where it's not asur b'malacha, there's no concern of a person doing the saver. Perhaps they would agree to Rav Doisa that one is meant to be precise and accurate when it comes to daven. As Rabbi Yonison says, the reason why Rav Doisa mentions this tonight is because a person shouldn't look like he's being mishaka b'tfilasa. It shouldn't look like he's being untruthful. One is meant to be accurate and precise and truthful. So perhaps when it comes to your standard Rosh Chodesh, which does not entail this concern of a person being mezazel doing malacha, perhaps over there Rabbanu would agree to him. Yes, we're meant to make that tonight. So when we have 2 days Rosh Chodesh, one show which is the real one. So on either one, we're meant to say, perhaps it's today, perhaps it's tomorrow, and do that tefillah, conditionally. So that's why we need to have that braisa which teaches us no, even when it comes to Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Chacham disagree. They hold, one is not meant to make his tefillah on condition. Because even there's a concern, perhaps of zilzal, perhaps of neglect saying halal, davening musaf. Continues the Gemara. Now, if we would only have the second braisa pertaining to your typical Rosh Chodesh, I would say perhaps Baha, come Rav Deisa. It's only over there Rav Deisa tells us to do the Tanai because it doesn't involve a pitfall doing malach. But when it comes back to the question of Rosh Hashanah, Ema Moidel Rabbanah, perhaps Rav Deisa would agree to Rabbanah, one should get himself involved in stipulating conditions, perhaps it can lead to Zilzah and Malach. Tzricha, that's why we need both Machlokes. We need the Mishnah, which tells us that even by Rosh Hashanah, there's a machlokes and Rav Deisa holds, we're meant to make that tonight. As Rabbi Yonah says, one's meant to be truthful. And that perhaps overrides, apparently, according to Rish, that overrides the other consideration of Zilzal. We need this Mishnah. We need the Braisa as well, which teaches us, even when it comes to Rosh Chodesh, Chum disagree with Rav Deisa. One is not meant to make that condition. Perhaps that can also lead to Zilzal, to neglect of Musa, of Halal. So if we need both contexts, we need the context of Rosh Hashanah, and the context of Rosh Chodesh, in both cases, we have the same machlokes. So according to this, up until this stage in the Gemara, the machlokes only revolves around tonight. But certainly when it comes to the question of whether one is meant to mention Rosh Chodesh and Rosh Hashanah, it appears, yes, the right way to do it is to mention Rosh Chodesh and Rosh Hashanah. Says the Gemara, is that the case? Meisveh, Evakashma Braisa, which seems to indicate otherwise. Rosh Hashanah shecholis b'Shabbos. Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos. B'Shama Oimrim mispalel eser. How many brachas are contained in the Shemoneh Esrei of this Musaf, the joint Shabbos and Rosh Hashanah? B'Shama say 10 brachas. U'Besil Oimrim mispalel tesha. 9 brachas. Let's see Rashi. 10 lines from the bottom. Mispalel eser. How do we get to 10? Shalosh Rishonis v'Shalosh Achronis. So we have your standard first three brachas of Shemoneh Esrei and the last three brachas of Shemoneh Esrei. Mishal Shabbos b'fnei atzma. Then you have the bracha which describes Shabbos. That's an independent bracha. Harisheva. So now you have 7. Ukdushas hayoyim v'koylu m'malchis. Now you have to add another bracha in honor of Rosh Hashanah. Ukdushas hayoyim. In that is included the psukim of Malchis. Hari Shmoyna, and we have 8. Another 2 brachas are v'zichroinis v'shoifreis, the brachas which have the psukim of zichroinis v'shoifreis. So for a total of 10. So Shabbos would require 7, 3 in the beginning, 3 at the end, and 1 in the middle. Because it's also Rosh Hashanah, we add another bracha. According to Beis Shammai, we're meant to mark Rosh Hashanah by adding a separate bracha for the sake of Rosh Hashanah, which includes Malchus, as discussed in the Maseches Rosh Hashanah. Why? And then we add another 2, Zechronis and Shefers. So we have a total of 10. U'besil Oimer Mispalel Tesha, only 9. Because we include both together. The Koil Shabbos V'yamtiv Bracha Achas. We still don't require a separate Bracha for Yamtiv. It appears that according to Besil, we include the mentioning of that of the lower level day, Yamtiv, which is lower than Shabbos, in the Bracha of Shabbos, which is a higher level, a more prominent day. So we don't need a separate, independent Bracha for Yamtiv. For Rosh Hashanah in this case. The Koyel Shabbos V'yamtiv Bracha Achas V'choysem, and he concludes the Bracha by saying Mekadesh HaShabbos V'Yisrael V'yoyim HaZikaron. So he references Shabbos and Rosh Hashanah. So according to Beis Shammai, we need a separate Bracha for Rosh Hashanah. According to Beis Hillel, we don't. We include it in Shabbos. Continues the Gemara. V'yim Isa. Now if you maintain the proper way to do it is to mention Rosh Chodesh separate from Rosh Hashanah, it requires its own mention. If that's the case, then you should need to add another bracha for Rosh Chodesh as well, which will give us a total of 11 according to Beis Shammai. Let's see Rashi, 3 lines from the bottom. V'yim Isa, Damascus Rosh Chodesh. If you mention Rosh Chodesh separately, in addition to Rosh Hashanah, Lebeis Shammai, according to Beis Shammai, the boy lechol chad bracha fnei atzmo, that each thing requires a separate bracha, you'd alvin boyle. He should require 11 brachas here. So you have your standard 7, 3 and 3, and the one in the middle for Shabbos. You have another one for Rosh Hashanah, and another one for Rosh Chodesh, plus the Zechariah and Shofar for a total of 11. So this seems to be a raya. No, we're not meant to mention Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah. And therefore, it doesn't get its own bracha. Says the Gemara, Amar Abzera, not so quick. Although, generally speaking, perhaps you are meant to mention Rosh Chodesh independent from the mention of Rosh Hashanah. But it doesn't earn its own bracha. Rosh Chodesh is not your, it's not your Yom Tov. Let's remember, Rosh Chodesh is, it's like a weekday. It's not a Yom Kodesh, not also B'seis Malacha. It's somewhere in between a Yom Tov and a ordinary weekday. There's no, it's a Malacha, there's no Kedusha, but it has Karba Musaf. So what happens? So what happens on your standard Rosh Chodesh, which falls out during the week? So of course you make mention somewhat during Shacharis, Mincha, Maariv, you say Yalav Yavai, but you don't give it its own Bracha. It's only Musaf they need to make, because Rosh Chodesh has a Karba Musaf. And there's no Karba Musaf during your ordinary weekday, so you add that Tfilas Musaf for the honor of the Karba Musaf. But during Shacharis, Mincha, Maariv, you only make mention. You only make a mention of the occasion by saying Yalav Yavai. Now being that that's the case, so likewise, when Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbos, what happens? You don't designate a new bracha for Rosh Chodesh when it comes to Shacharis, Mincha, Maariv. At most, you include it in the bracha of Shabbos, that middle bracha of Kedushas Hayom of Shabbos. You make mention of Rosh Chodesh as well, because Rosh Chodesh doesn't really generate its own bracha. It's not a yontif, which requires its own bracha. You include it in the bracha of Shabbos. Says Rav Zera, since that's the case, that Rosh Chodesh doesn't really generate its own bracha by Shacharis Mincha Maariv, therefore, even when it comes to Musaf, where certainly you're meant to mention Rosh Chodesh more prominently, we see that during an ordinary weekday, Rosh Chodesh generates its own Tfilas Musaf. Even so, when it falls out on Shabbos, it doesn't get its own bracha. It's included in the bracha of Shabbos. That explains why, although you may meant to make mention of Rosh Chodesh on this Rosh Hashanah that fell on Shabbos, make mention of it. It's important. You can't neglect it. You can't include it in the mention of Rosh Hashanah. But it won't generate its own bracha. That explains why, according to Beis Shammai, you don't add another bracha due to Rosh Chodesh. Let's see inside. On Rav Zera, Shani Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh is different. It's different than your standard Yom Tov. Metoich Shekoil Shachas V'Arvis. Since, when it comes to the Shacharis, or the Arvis of Shabbos, you just included your Koil, you included in the bracha of Shabbos. It doesn't earn its own bracha. Koil Naam B'Masafen. Likewise, when it comes to Musaf, you only include it, rather than create a new bracha for the sake of Rosh Chodesh. So at this point in the Gemara, certainly you meant to make mention of Rosh Chodesh, even Rosh Hashanah. But to generate its own bracha, that it will not do. Says the Gemara, Umi islu beishamai koil? Is that the case? Meaning you're basing your reasoning here on the precept that Rosh Chodesh is always included in the bracha of Shabbos, even when it comes to Musaf. Is that the case? That according to Beis Shammai, Rosh Chodesh doesn't garner its own bracha? We have a braisa which tells us otherwise. Uminis to Beis Shammai koilo? Do Beis Shammai agree with this concept of koilo? Va'atani, we'll listen to braisa. Rosh Chodesh cholis Beis Shabbos. What happens when Rosh Chodesh falls down on Shabbos? Beis Shammai oimrim, mispala shmoina. You add another bracha for Rosh Chodesh. So when it comes to Musaf, you have your standard 7 brachas for Shabbos. Right, the 3 first brachas of Shemoneh Esrei, the 3 last ones, and the middle one for the sake of Shabbos. According to Beis Shammai, you don't ignore Rosh Chodesh, you give it its own bracha for a total of 8 brachas. With Salim Rispal Sheva, you only daven 7, meaning according to Beis Silo, as we mentioned earlier, you include the lower level commemoration within the higher level Zikaron. So in this case as well, you include mentioning of Rosh Chodesh within the bracha of Shabbos. It doesn't need its own bracha. But in any case, we say according to Beis Shammai, when it comes to Musaf of Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Chodesh gets its own bracha. So why, when Rosh Hashanah fell out on Shabbos, did we not add a new bracha for the sake of Rosh Chodesh? If we're meant to make mention of Rosh Chodesh, it should have its own bracha. That's a markash. Indeed, it's difficult. This would seem to indicate that Rosh Chodesh is not meant to be mentioned in Rosh Hashanah, and therefore it doesn't have its own bracha. Let's take a look at Rashi inside. It's around halfway down the column here, 30 lines down. It says Rashi, "Umi yislu Beis Shammai koil, b'birchas ha-mosav." To Beis Shammai subscribe to this concept of koil, b'birchas ha-mosav and Rosh Chodesh ikel b'Shabbos, when it pertains to the bracha of Rosh Chodesh by Musaf, if it falls on Shabbos, we know that's not the case, because the Brisa clearly tells us that if Rosh Chodesh falls on a Shabbos, you add another bracha for Rosh Chodesh. You don't include it in the Shabbos bracha. Mispalos Shmoyna. Shul Rosh Chodesh, Bishul Shabbos. Ubi Musaf and Ka'amar. It's more kashi, indeed, it's difficult. Ushmamino, indeed, we hear from here. Kivan de Bishar Shabbosis. Kobo Bishamay bracha Rosh Chodesh. Since we see, generally speaking, on your standard Shabbos, Bishamay do require a special bracha to be composed for Rosh Chodesh. Uber Shoshana Leibo. Nevertheless, when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, they don't require that. So we see from here the Tama Meshum does a current Rosh Hashanah Oidoloi. Apparently, it's because Rosh Chodesh doesn't need its own mentioning on Rosh Hashanah. The Zikaron of Rosh Hashanah is applied to Rosh Chodesh as well. Ushmamino. And we conclude from here Afilu Michlalei Vatkuri Namele Beinan. We don't even need to include it or to mention it, because the Zikaron of Rosh Hashanah is applied to Rosh Chodesh as well. Continues the Gemara. So we just mentioned the side point earlier that Rosh Chodesh is meant to be included when it comes to Shabbos. It's going to be included during Shachas, Mincha, Maariv. Within that bracha, within that middle bracha of Shabbos, you also make mention of Rosh Chodesh. You don't just suffice with saying Yalav Yavet. Says the Gemara, actually, it's based on a Machlokes Tanoim. What you meant to do. The Koil Atzmai Tanoi, this concept of including Rosh Chodesh that falls out on Shabbos, including it in the bracha of Shabbos by the tefillahs of Shacharis Mincha Maariv, it's actually Machlokes Tanoim. The Sanya Shabbos Shechol Yeis B'Rosh Chodesh or B'Chodesh Shel Moed. If Shabbos falls out together with Rosh Chodesh or Chodesh Shel Moed, so what do you do? Arvis Shacharis Mincha Mespal Kedarkei Sheva. So you daven as usual those seven brachos, the three in the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei, three at the end, and the one in the middle for the sake of Shabbos. And you only make mention of that occasion of Yalav V'Yavad during the Bracha Avoida, which is Ritzei. The Shita holds that the point of mentioning Rosh Chodesh is on account of its carbon. So where does it belong? The Bracha Avoida. We mentioned it during the Bracha of Moedim, just like thanking Hashem on Chanukah and Purim, Al Nisim. Likewise, when it comes to Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Chodesh Moed, it's a time of thanksgiving. We mentioned the Yalav Yavai during the Bracha of Haidah. Okay, so according to this approach, we don't include it in the Bracha of Shabbos. We wait either to the Ritzei or to Moedim, and we just say Yalav Yavai. V'loy Amar, if you omitted Yalav Yavai, Machzir and Oisei, we require him to go back and daven again. Of course, this doesn't apply to Yalav Yavai on Rosh Chodesh at night, as the Gemara, Tosis and Bracha say, because the Kiddush HaChodesh was not done at night, establishing of the new month. Therefore, if a person leaves Yalav Yavai at night on Rosh Chodesh, he doesn't need to go back. But it applies to the other situations. So in any case, according to this approach, which is the Tanna Kamma and Rabbi Elazar, on Shachas Mincha Maariv of your Shabbos Tefillah, you don't even include Rosh Chodesh or Chodesh Moed inside that bracha. It's not important enough to be included in the bracha of Shabbos. You only make a trivial mention of it. You say Yalav Yavai. That's regarding Shachas Mincha Maariv. Uba Mesafin, where you're meant to highlight Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed. Why? Because they have their Achi of Musaf. Okay, so when it comes to Musaf, you bump them up a step. Maschal B'Shal Shabbos. In this case, you mention them within the Bracha of Shabbos. Maschal B'Shal Shabbos. So that middle Bracha of Shabbos, you begin by referencing Shabbos. Umasai B'Shal Shabbos. and conclude with Shabbos. And you make mention of the Yosh Chodesh or the Chodesh HaMoed in the middle of that bracha. Okay, so this is Tanakama's opinion that other than Musaf, you won't really include mention of Rosh Chodesh or Chodesh HaMoed within the actual bracha, within that middle bracha of Shabbos. Only Yalav Yavi said. Rav Shimon Gamliel, Rav Shmuel Bnei Shabrechem Breikoyim, they say no. We're meant to make more significant mention of Rosh Chodesh and Chodesh HaMoed. Kol Makam Shezachak L'Sheva. Whenever you have those seven brachas on Shabbos, meaning even Shacharis Mincha Marv, you're meant to make mention of Rosh Chodesh and Chodesh HaMoed. Maschil B'Shal Shabbos. Indeed, you begin by referencing Shabbos. Umisayim B'Shal Shabbos, that bracha includes Rosh Shabbos. V'Omer Kedushas Hayoyim Be'emtza. And you do mention Rosh Chodesh and Chodesh HaMoed in the middle of that bracha. So according to them, even when it comes to Shacharis Mincha Marv, you're meant to include, meant to make reference of Rosh Chodesh and Chodesh HaMoed within that bracha, within that middle bracha, which is said in honor of Shabbos. Let's stop for just a moment. So in summary, when it comes to Rosh Chodesh and Chodesh HaMoed, so when it comes to an ordinary weekday, so we know Shacharis Mincha Marv, we just say Yalav Yavi. It's a question of whether you say it by Avoida or by Heidah. And when it comes to Musaf, certainly we're meant to compose a bracha, a tefillah Musaf, for the sake of Rosh Chodesh and Chodesh HaMoed. When it falls on a Shabbos, we have machlekes. So when it comes to Shacharis Mincha Marv, according to Tanakama, all you say is Yalav Yavi. According to Shimon Gamliel and Rabbi Shmuel, Bnei Shabrechem Breika, you're meant to make more prominent mention. You include it in the bracha of Shabbos. When it comes to tefillah Musaf, all seem to agree that a prominent mention needs to take place. If according to Beis Shammai, you actually compose a new bracha. You are moisiv a bracha for the sake of Rosh Chodesh or Chodesh HaMoed. Whereas according to Basil, you include it in the bracha of Shabbos. Continues the Gemara. My Havila, so what was the conclusion regarding the question of whether you mention Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah or not? Amar Rav Chisda, you do not mention it. Why? Zikaron Echad. Oilo lo lekan lekan. The one mentioning of Zikaron, when you say as Yom HaZikaron HaZeh, in reference to Rosh Hashanah, that already includes, that's also applied to Rosh Chodesh, which is also described as Zikaron. V'chinem HaRabba, Zikaron Echad, Oilo Lekan Lekan. So it would appear, according to this conclusion, that the Chum disagreed with Daisa. They hold that one is not meant to make mention of Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah. So conclusion, we have two machlekes between Rabbi Daisa and the Chachamim. One is regarding mentioning Rosh Chodesh and Rosh Hashanah. According to Rabbi Daisa, yes. According to the Chachamim, no. Another question is regarding stipulating that condition on Rosh Hashanah or Rosh Chodesh by saying, perhaps it's today, perhaps it's tomorrow. According to Rabbi Daisa, we do that because we're meant to be precise and accurate in our wording of our tefillahs. Whereas according to the Chachamim, they're concerned perhaps it might lead to a zozel, a pitfall. One may neglect Rosh Hashanah, may do malacha, one may neglect Rosh Chodesh, omit halal musaf due to the fact that it's only a suffix. Therefore, they maintain better don't discuss any conditions, just daven straightforward and outright. Continues the Gemara, v'amar Rava. So this is in addition to the previous question which was posed by Rava at the Yeshiva Rav Huna regarding mentioning Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah. Rava is going to pose for us another question which was mentioned at the Yeshiva Rav Huna. V'amar Rava. Ki avinu b'Rav Huna. When we were present at the Yeshiva Rav Huna, Iboilan, we also had the following question. Ma'ulemar Zman. What is the halacha regarding making the bracha of Zman, which is the bracha of Shechiyonu, Vikiyimonu, Vigyonu, Azman Hazeh, thanking Hashem for giving us the opportunity to live and to see this occasion? What is the halacha regarding making that bracha, Rosh Hashanah, or Yom Kippurim? Is it meant to be said then or not? What are the two sides of the equation here? On the one hand, kivun de mizman lizman asi, since it arrives from time to time, it's a once a year event, amrinan, that is sure reason to make the bracha. Oidimo, perhaps, kivun de la ikru regalim, since, although they're yom tovim, but they're not really classified as regalim, which is a term unique, specific to the shalosh regalim, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, which are times of simcha and joy, as opposed to Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, which are more solemn and serious occasions. In fact, the Gemara tells us elsewhere that the Malachim complained to Hashem, how come Bnei Yisrael don't say Hallel during Rosh Hashanah and Kippur? And Hashem responded, how do you expect them to say Hallel at a time when the Sifrei Chaim, the Sifrei Mesim, are open before me? It's a time of Yira, of Pachat. It's not a time of Hallel. So perhaps since Rosh Hashanah and Kippur are not considered regalim, not considered to be especially joyous and happy events, Lo Yamrina, therefore we don't say Zman, which is specific to a time of joy and happiness. So, are we meant to say Zman or not? Lehava biyadei, Rav Huna didn't really know what to respond. Ki asoi b'Rav Yehuda, when I came to Rav Yehuda, and I presented him the question, Omar, he responded, with certainty, yes, of course. You can make the bracha. I'm not myself. Akorach chalata nami. Amin Zman. Even on a new pumpkin, the new pumpkin of the new crop of the new year, I also make the bracha of Shechiyanu. It brings me joy and happiness. I mark the occasion with the bracha of Shechiyanu. In fact, that's the halacha when we see fruit of the new year. We're meant to make the bracha. The minhag is to wait until we eat it. But just the sighting of that new crop is considered to be an occasion enough for the bracha of Shechiyanu. Therefore, he said, of course, Rosh Hashanah and Kippur are considered to be significant enough occasions where you can make the bracha of Shechiyanu. Amri Leis, I told Rabbi Yehuda, Rishus Leikum Eboili. I have no question whether a person is allowed to make the bracha Shechiyanu. Certainly, one can make the bracha. The question was regarding Chiyuv. Is one obligated? Kikum Eboili Chayv Amai. What is the halacha regarding the Chayv? Is one obligated to make the bracha of Shechiyanu on Rosh Hashanah Kippur or not? Amar Leis, he told me, Rav Shmuel Damer Tavai, they both said, Ein Oimer Zman, Ella B'Shalash Regalim. The Chiyuv of Shechiyanu only applies to the Shalash Regalim. If you'd like, you can make the bracha even Rosh Hashanah Kippur, or when you see that new fruit. But the Chiyuv only applies to these three especially happy and joyous occasions of Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot. Says more, is that the case? That we don't make a bracha of Shechiyanu, we're not required to make the bracha during Rosh Hashanah Kippur? Meisvei, we have a brisa which indicates otherwise. The Baisa quotes a pasuk in Kehelas, Tein chelek l'shiva v'gam l'shmoina. You're meant to separate a part of the seven and a part of the eight. What does that mean? Rav Leza Omer, Shiva elu, Shiva yimei bereishis. The 7 days of creation, we're meant to separate a portion of that. That's referring to Shabbos, the seventh day of the yimei bereishis. What is the shmoina referring to? Shmoina elu ches yimei mila. Referring to the 8 days of mila, meaning that the eighth day of those 8 days of Mila is meant to be designated as day of Mila. Rabbi Shua Eimer, he has a different approach. Shiva, when the pasuk says, Tein chelek l'shiva, you meant to offer something to Hashem. During seven, what is that referring to? Shiva elu, Shiva yimei Pesach. Throughout the 7 days of Pesach, you meant to offer something to Hashem. Shmoina, elu shmoina yimei achag, the 8 days of Sukkot. Vegam, the pasuk says, Ten chelek l'shiva vegam l'shmoina. What is that coming to include? L'rava is to include atzeres, which is shvuas, for Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. So you see that according to Rabbi Yeshua, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur included in the same category as the other Yom Tovim. My love is man. Shall we not propose that we're speaking about the chiyuv of bracha of Shechiyanu, and apparently applies to Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur as well? Not speaking about the chiyuv of Shechiyanu, rather the bracha that one makes to mark the Yom Tov, Mekadesh Yisrael v'azmanim, during davening, during kiddush. That's what the Rosh Hashanah is referring to. But when it comes to Shechiyanu, there's no chiyuv to recite Shechiyanu or Shanim Kippur. Hachinam mistavra. This indeed seems to be the correct approach. This agadaitach l'zman, because shall we say that the Rosh Hashanah is referring to the bracha of Shechiyanu? If that's the case, Zman kol shiva mi'ika? Since when do we recite Shechiyanu 7 days in a row? Rav Shua says that whatever this is applies to the 7 days of Pesach, 7 days, the 8 days of Sukkot. We only say Shechiyanu once at the onset of that period. So apparently he's not speaking about Shechiyanu. He says, Mahalai Kasha. That wouldn't be a Kasha. He doesn't mean that one is meant to repeat Shechiyanu 7 days in a row. Although he's referring to Shechiyanu, he simply meant to say like this, if you didn't get a chance to make the bracha right now, meaning on the first day, you have the opportunity to make the bracha tomorrow or the next day to make it up. That's all he meant. And during the 7-day unit, 7 days of Pesach, 8 days of Sukkot, you still have the opportunity, anytime throughout that period, to make the Shechiyonu one time. So if that's the case, Rishon can be speaking about Shechiyonu, and indeed, he can be indicating for us that Shechiyonu is meant to be said on Rishon Yom Kippur as well. Says the Rabbi, you can't say that. Why? You can't say, find it hard and difficult to say that Rabbi Shua is speaking about the bracha of Shechiyonu, which is going to be said throughout the 7 days of Pesach if he hadn't said in the beginning. Because the Gemara is assuming a person doesn't have a cup of wine past the first day of Pesach, past the first day of Sukkot, when Kiddush is required. So how can you propose that he'll say Shechiyonu later on during the Yom Tov, but even on Kais? The Gemara is assuming that a cup of wine is needed when one makes Shechiyonu to add Chashiva significance to the bracha. So how can a person make Shechiyonu throughout the Yom Tov when he doesn't have a cup of wine? Says the Gemara, Lema Messiah Rav Nachman. So perhaps this is a writer of Nachman, meaning your suggestion that one has the ability to say the bracha of Shechiyonu all throughout the 7 days of Pesach, even though he doesn't really have access to a Kais Shel Yayin. Perhaps this is a writer of Nachman. The Omer of Nachman. Zman, the bracha of Shechiyonu, Ohim Roy Afilu B'Shuk. One has the ability to say it even out in the marketplace. He has no access to a case of wine. So is this a writer of Nachman? Says, well, not necessarily. Holei Kasha, because this question that you asked, where's the cup of wine? That's not a Kasha. We're speaking about a case, the Ikka Lekois, that a cup of wine has become available to him. Sometimes throughout the other days of Pesach, which allowed him to make the bracha of Shechiyonu, because certainly a Kasher Yain is a prerequisite for the bracha of Shechiyonu. Says the Gemara, okay, Hateinach Atzeres Rosh Hashanah. So you understand how we can make the Shechiyonu on a cup of wine during Shavuos or Rosh Hashanah. Let's remember, the Braisa also makes mention of a Shechiyonu in the honor of Yom Kippur. Yom Kippurim Hechi Ovid. How is he meant to proceed making the Shechiyonu over a cup of wine? If he's standing Erev Yom Kippur, right before Yom Kippur, he takes a cup of wine, he makes a brach on it, Shechiyonu, Hagofen, Veshasileh, and actually drinks it. That's problematic. He can't do that. Kivud Amar Zman, because once he has already said Zman, the brach of Shechiyonu, Kibli Aleh Ba'asaleh, he's already accepted upon himself the Kedusha Yom Kippur, which results in Isser. He can no longer drink that wine. As we find elsewhere in the Gemara Brachas regarding Kedusha Shabbos, once a person accepts upon himself Kedusha Shabbos, even if it's still Friday afternoon, the halachas of Shabbos apply to him. The Amalei Rav Yirmiyahu ben Abba l'Rav. This was an incident where Rav davened the tefillah of Shabbos early, and Rav Yirmiyahu ben Abba turned to him and said, "Mi badlas? Have you separated yourself, refrained from doing malach?" V'amalei, he said, yes, badilna, I've already separated from malachas. So we see that accepting upon oneself the kedusha brings with it all the halachas. So in this case, once he has already said Shechiyonu v'kumon v'azman hazeh, he has already accepted upon himself Kedushas Yom Kippur, which doesn't allow him to drink the wine. So who's going to drink the wine? Liver chalei v'linche. Okay, so let's say he makes the bracha and he just leaves it. He can't do that either. Hamavarach tzach shiyitay. One who makes a brach needs to actually taste it. Says the Mar, Lisva liyinuka. Okay, let him give it to a child who has not yet come of age to observe Yom Kippur. You give it to him to drink. Now, although this person who made the bracha personally won't drink the wine, that's okay. As Rashi will explain for us, because the point of tasting the kosher bracha is to honor the kais. Because by just leaving it alone is a neglect, is a zilzal on the kais. So as long as anybody drinks it, even this katan, that's okay. Says the Gemara, okay, so that's an option. He won't drink it, but the katan will. Says the Gemara, that's not an option. Why? Less hilchas of Rav Acha. Halacha doesn't follow Rav Acha, who allowed elsewhere, Tosfos brings it to Gemara and Shabbos. In a similar situation, Rav Acha allowed the katan to do something which was asr for the gadol. We won't allow the katan to do it. Why? do ma'asa l'misrach, because it's concerned that he might continue with this practice even when he gets older. He'll become accustomed to drinking this cup of shechiyana wine on Yom Kippur. Therefore, we can't allow the katan to drink it. So in conclusion, nobody will have the ability to drink this wine. So how can he go make shechiyanu over a cup of wine in honor of Yom Kippur? So it appears, according to this conclusion of the Gemara, that indeed there's a riot. The fact that the Gemara suggested, interpreted that the Brice is referring to making the bracha of Shechiyanu, even on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, that implies that a kais is not necessary, and according to Rashi or Nach. Let's take a look at Rashi inside, who explains for us this whole concept of the tasting kosher bracha, several lines from the bottom. It says Rashi, Leisvili Yinuka, Lishtaisai. Why can't we serve this Yom Kippur wine to the child? After the adult makes the bracha. Now, although we just learned in the Gemara, which indicates that the person himself, the person who made the bracha, he needs to partake in the wine, says Rashi, it's not necessarily so. It's not necessarily applying to the person who made the bracha specifically. The same thing would apply if somebody else drinks it, that's okay. Because why is it necessary to actually drink from this kais, the taima, mishum the gnai hu l'koishel bracha? It's a gnai, it's dishonorable. For the koishel bracha, shlo yen adam menu la'alter. If nobody partakes from it immediately, shetei birchas hayayin, the bayper agafen shlo yotzorech, which will result in the bracha of agafen being useless and not being really applied. Therefore, one is meant to drink from it, but anybody could drink it. Umechitam le'achrina shapidami, as long as somebody else tastes it, that's okay. Now it's interesting, Rashi applies this reasoning to the bracha of Boyer Pre-Gofen as well. Now the kashir is, it's a brichas hananen, it's a bracha which is said prior to having anah from something. Generally speaking, a person can't make a bracha, a brichas hananen, for the sake of somebody else. He himself must have anah. And for Rashi it seems that there's no concern of bracha of atala here. A person go ahead and make the bracha of agafen, even though he personally is not drinking the wine. The concern is only because it's a gnai for the koshel bracha, therefore somebody must drink it. Now what happened to the simple concern of the bracha of atala? He's making a gofen, not drinking. Says the Beis Meir, apparently Rashi holds, that in this case there's no concern of bracha of atala, because although hagofen is a brichas hananen, which requires hana, enjoyment, he's having hana. He's using this wine, although not for drinking purposes, he's using it for the bracha of shechiyanu. He's using it for the koshel bracha. So therefore, he can make the hagofen, even though he's not actually going to drink it. There's another concern, the koshel bracha needs to be drunk, somebody else will drink it. Continues Rashi, Kodesani Nami, as we find likewise in the Braisa, the Gemara, the Perek Ro Bezdin, which is Rosh Hashanah, we find a similar case where one person makes a bracha and another person drinks it. Or we're speaking about food here. L'yifres Adam Prisa L'Orchin, the Gemara says a person should not slice the bread, meaning make the bracha v'amaytzi on behalf of his guests. Elim kein oichel imam, unless he himself partakes in the meal. Sharei and yichoyim lasa is because they themselves have the ability to make the bracha. Avo peresu lebonim le'beisa, but he can go ahead and make the bracha for the youngsters in his home. K'dei l'chacham mitzvahs, to train them to do mitzvahs. Avo bishul lo'yitam, even though he himself is not going to eat that bread, el lebonim, only his children are going to eat, shapidami, that's okay. Even though he made the bracha and they ate, that's okay. Says the Gemara, so why can't we do this? Why can't we feed it to the child? Says the halacha doesn't follow Rav Acha, who would allow such a thing. Says Rashi, Rav Acha bar Yaakov leisparish. Rashi is not sure where we have the shita, and actually Tosis points to a Gemara Shabbos where we seem to have Rav Acha bar Yaakov shita, who would allow doing this with a cotton. So Gemara concludes we can't allow the cotton to drink. Why? Dilma asa l'misruch, says Rashi, asa l'misruch, hatinek, l'achar, haminek zeh, he might be drawn after this custom, v'lishteis b'yam ha-kivur, ma'achar she-yagdil, and continue drinking this kais of shechiyanu, even after he becomes a gadol, which case he needs to fast. Therefore, we won't take chances, and we won't give it to a cotton due to this concern. Let's take a look at Tosis here. Four lines from the top, dilma asa l'misruch. Says Tosfos, the concern only applies in this type of situation. It's only when it comes to this scenario of the bracha of Shechiyanu, We don't want to give it to the child. Shu kavua, something which is standard, which is a fixed thing. It happens year after year. Chashinu, concern, dimasal misrach. Perhaps if he gets accustomed to doing it, he might continue even during his adulthood. Avo, im ira bris mila. Let's say a bris happened, betesbav, oibim akipurim. It's something just occasional. It's a random occurrence. It's something which happens on a steady basis. In that case, we're not concerned. If we feed the wine to the child, the kais, which we use by the bris, we feed it to the child, they'll continue doing so when he gets older, because it's something which is only an occasional occurrence. In fact, there was a chuppah which took place on Asar B'Tavis, a fast day. They offered the kais to the child because it's not something which is a recurring occurrence, and therefore there's no concern of Asal Misrach. Continues the Gemara, seven lines from the bottom. My Havela. So what was the conclusion regarding the question of Rabbah? Is there a chiv to make a Shechiyonu on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? Says the Gemara, Shadru Rabbanon L'Rav Yemar Saba. So the Rabbanon sent Rav Yemar Saba Kamed Rav Chizda, before Rav Chizda, B'mal Yoyim Adrei Shata, on Erev Rosh Hashanah. Amalei told him, Zil, go ahead, Chazi, take a look, Hechi Avid Uvd, how he conducts himself, Ta'imalan, and come back and relate it to us. Says the Gemara, Ki Chazi, Rav Chizda noticed his new guest. Amalus, he turned to the ones next to him, he said, what's he doing here? There must be a reason why he arrived. Dalyula l'retiva, he employed a metaphor. Dalyula l'retiva, a person picked up a wet board. Apparently he's not using it for firewood. Rafsale beduchte, apparently there's something hidden underneath. So there's a reason why he arrived. He's coming to observe, he's coming to learn. And he realized what he was coming to learn. Aisile kasa de chamra, indeed they brought before Rav Chizda a cup of wine, kaddish. So he made kiddish for Rosh Hashanah. Va'amar zman. And he said the bracha of Shechiyonu to indicate, indeed, that there's a chiv. So say Shechiyonu on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Vilchasa, indeed, the halacha is as follows: Omer Zman Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim. One is obligated to say Shechiyonu on both Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Vilchasa, likewise, the halacha follows the shita of Rav Nachman: Zman Omeroi Afilu B'Shuk. One has the ability to say the bracha of Shechiyonu even out in the marketplace without a cup of wine. So in summary, regarding the bracha of Shechiyonu, so we learned that if one does it rishus, arbitrarily, he can do it even on a pre-chadash. But regarding chayva, that applies to shalosh regalim, to Rosh Hashanah, and Yom Kippur. The Gemara concludes he can do it even without a kais. We also learned that if one missed the opportunity to make a shechiyonu at the beginning of Yom Tov, he can always make it up tomorrow, the next day, as long as it's within that 7 or 8 day Yom Tov period. Hey, time for a brief review of today's daf. The Gemara began relating to us two incidents. In the first case, there was a shipment of turnips that arrived to Mechoza on Yom Tov. Rava decided that it was picked before Yom Tov. There was no concern of Muksa. And therefore, he allowed it to be purchased by Yisraelim. Then when he saw that they increased their shipments for the sake of the Yisraelim, he no longer allowed it to be purchased because it's being brought from outside the Tchum for the sake of Yisrael. In the second incident, the Goyim picked some Hadassim on Yom Tov Sheni for the sake of the Yisraelim. The Gemara concluded, they must wait after Yom Tov is over a sheer amount of time that theoretically would allow enough time for these things to be picked. This way they're not having a gnaw from the melacha that was done on Yom Tov. We discussed mentioning Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Hashanah within davening. We have machlokes, Rosh Hashanah, Bitzilah. Bishamay hold that one is meant to assign a separate bracha. So even if it falls out on Shabbos, you're meant to make a special bracha for a Shchodesh, for a Shoshanah, whereas Basil hold went included within the bracha of Shabbos. The more related, two separate questions that were asked in the yeshiva of Rav Huna. In the first question, it was a shaila whether we meant to make mention of Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah. And this evolved into the discussion of the two machlokes, the two disputes between Rav Deisa and Chachamim and our Mishnah. Number one was whether or not we mention Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah. According to Rav Deisa, yes. According to Chachamim, no. Second question was whether we employ a condition when we daven. We say, well, maybe it's today, maybe it's tomorrow. This question applies to Rosh Hashanah or Rosh Chodesh. Kohen Rabbeinu said yes. Kohen Chachamim, no. And the Gemara concluded that we're not meant to mention Rosh Chodesh and Rosh Hashanah in accordance with Shita Chacham. The second question was regarding the bracha of Shechiyonu. Is there a chiyuv to say it on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? And the Gemara concluded, yes indeed. We're meant to say it on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur just as we say it during the other Yom Kippur.